Once again, now in the first reading, we have the beginning, we'll have a little bit of it, of the book of Nehemiah, the other great reformer. They were contemporaries, Ezra and Nehemiah. We've heard about Ezra and how his whole renewing, reforming drive was for the religious observance and particularly for the holy books, to make them decide which was and which wasn't in the tradition, the holy ones, holy books, and get them out into the hands of the, well, into the hands of the synagogue people, because most people didn't read. Well, more Jews read than anybody else in that culture because of the preciousness of the word. Nehemiah, on the other hand, was an organizer. He's the one who rebuilt the city. And then we have this psalm, which should inspire us, you see. Let my right hand wither if I forget you, Jerusalem. The church is Jerusalem. Is it the most precious thing in our heart? Or is it an organization? It is an organization. But it is the body of Christ. It is the physical presence of Christ on earth. If the church is alive and strong and holy, the world will take hope. A way out of this morass of darkness and hatred, disrespect for life, that seems to be taking over the whole world. Paul calls the church the bulwark of truth. How many people have died in witness to that truth? Then we have Luke's collection, perhaps, of different sayings of our Lord to those who wanted to follow him. And you can see they're all quite demanding. This isn't like a hobby to be a Christian. One fellow says, I'll go wherever you go. Jesus says, I got no place to go. I can't lay my head down anywhere that's mine. All I do is wander and preach and tell people about the Father and tell them about his kingdom, his rule, his love, his power, his mercy. That's my job. I don't have a home. It doesn't say what happened after that. Another, follow me. And he replied, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. Let the dead bury the dead. You go preach the kingdom of God. That's shocking in our culture, and we have no family ties to speak of compared to the way they do. You just heard Nehemiah. What was his great sadness? The city where his ancestors were buried is in ruins. That's why he wants to go back. That's how he explains it to the king, anyway. It's radical, right? And then I will follow you, Lord, but let me go home and say goodbye. Turn around and look backwards. You're not fit. This is demanding. Now, this last one is, as you may recognize, because I think we had it a few weeks ago, I guess, when Elijah calls Elisha. You remember? And Elisha was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And Elijah just puts his cloak over him and he says, let me go home and say goodbye to my folks. And Elijah says, what have I done to you? He let him go home. But now things are more serious. Not now. Come on. Do you understand the urgency in our Lord's heart and voice? Now, he's speaking in terms that are dramatic. But these things have happened. When St. Francis finally got religion, and, huge turmoil in his life. He was sick for a year, And finally, he said, I've got to go preach the gospel. Like our Lord in the first one. I'm just going to take off and preach. His father, a good businessman, ran a clothing or a cloth merchant there in Assisi. You can still see the house. Was furious. You remember Francesco was, that was his little, nobody had the name before him. It means a little Frenchman. His father was in France buying cloth when he was born, so he called him Francesco. Francesco took off all his clothes and walked out of town. Okay, Pop, you can have it all. Now that's pretty powerful, isn't it? Well, what am I saying all this for? Well, because we don't know what's ahead for us, but one thing we can be sure of, that in our own way, we got to be pretty radical. That's the whole point. Now, we've had kings canonized, I'm not saying everybody has to do, but this gospel gives us a glimpse into the heart of Jesus, into how important it is that people preach the kingdom of God. Preach God's reign, God's rule, who he is. Oh, once in a while, it comes a lot in the Psalms, and I say the Psalms in the office, and I think, the Lord comes. He comes to restore justice. Think if God were really kind of run the whole world. What a wonderful thing. If he were like personally to show up and run the whole world. No? Don't you start a war. Don't you leave your wife. Come, love each other. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But that's what the church is for. To preach, to make known, to embody the rule of the Father. To look like you can see the depth of the mercy of our Lord, right? To have entrusted this incredible responsibility and this incredible power to us. And then to forgive us when we make a mess of it. So at least we can tell the world how merciful God is.